Peter and Paul talks about in scriptures how our sins, even as Christians, as believers, contribute to the crucifixion of Jesus, how they contribute to the suffering of Jesus on the cross and the whole passion. I wonder how many times we have crucified Jesus ourselves through our sins. How many times have we crucified Jesus and those who are less fortunate, those who ask for help, those who are in need? How many times we've crucified Jesus in the people we've gossiped about or bad-mouthed about or ridiculed or bullied? How many times we've crucified Jesus because we did not speak up for the faith or support the bishops and the Pope and its teachings? How many times have we crucified Jesus because we did not give a word of hope for a young woman who was thinking about getting an abortion? How many times an elderly person went into despair and would rather die and euthanize themselves because they don't want to be a burden? How many times we crucified our enemies, through our enemies, Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ died for them because he loved them. He also died for us, though. And so we have our hope that Jesus Christ loves us and still awaits us. We hope that he accepts us despite our mockery of him, our scourging of him, our crowning of thorns in him, all the evil done, all the injustices done to him and our brothers and sisters.